Hello?
Hello, my name is Clay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, who is this that I'm talking to?
Yeah, I'm a third party call center, and we house like 400 different companies, but your number was in our system for a callback.
Something appeared on my credit card that I have no idea what it is with this telephone number. It said, what was it? Let me get, I wrote it down. Something solutions. It is electronic solutions.
Yes, ma'am. I need a zip code to try to locate an account.
A zip code? 08270. You mean my zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 08270.
And your first and last name?
Serena Mangold.
And can you verify your shipping address?
459 Petersburg Road, Woodbine, New Jersey, 08270.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So bear me one moment. Let me see why was your account charged, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm showing here where you entered our sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid as of November the 3rd. You entered the sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid, which you paid the $7.95 for, to enter the sweepstakes and to win the KitchenAid.
Yeah, for $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. So that was a welcoming gift into our monthly membership program where you are charge, yes, the $56.95 monthly, and in return, you receive a $125 monthly voucher.
Delete that, whatever that is. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Okay, yes,
That's
ma'am.
a scam. I mean, it was like on my iPhone, I guess it was.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I can assure you, it wasn't, like I said, not a scam. It's just within the terms and conditions. I know it does get overlooked, and but it's just you receive a $125 voucher monthly on top of, like I said,
No,
yeah, your entry to win.
I don't want any of that.
Okay,
Yeah.
I'm.
So you'll credit me back this $56.95?
I can see what can we do in regards to the $56.95, but I'm getting the account closed out. We'll cancel that and close. So bear me one second.
So then, where would be the KitchenAid for $7.95?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, that was just a just sweepstakes entry. But like I'm getting everything
Yeah.
canceled out for you. Bear me one second.
Okay. Even my bank called on it today.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I have gotten the account canceled out. And in regards to the $56.95, I am able to, like I said, credit you $19.93 back. It's just 35% refund back into the account.
Why can't I have the whole, I didn't get anything for the money.
Yes, ma'am, because you do still, even though your account is canceled, you're still in the sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid. On top of we sent out a $125 voucher as well that's in your email. So you got a $125 coupon on top of you're in the sweepstakes to win.
Where's the $125 coupon at?
It's in your email. You may have to check your spam as well, because that was sent out. It's sent out 2 days after you even subscribed. So that was on November the 3rd. You should have received that on November the 5th.
Okay. So what do you credit me back? How much are you returning to me?
Yes, ma'am. So I just know we took everything into consideration. And for you, I'm able to give you, like I said, a full 50% refund, which is $28.48. So, like saying for you, like with me taking everything that you said in consideration, I can credit you back $28.48.
You can't credit me back anything else. I didn't receive the email. Didn't do anything.
Like I say, with the $28.48, that'll be your refund. But I can also get, since you're saying you didn't receive it and it was sent out 2 days later, I can get that email still resent out because that's still yours, even though your account is closed.
Okay, then I'm going to see a credit now for $28.41, right?
If you give me a moment, I'll go ahead and submit it. I haven't submitted it yet because I didn't.
You can't do the whole thing, right? My bank called and said it was a fraudulent charge, and I agreed with them. They were going to call today. I said, let me look into it first.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I can see what's the most we're able to credit you back, but like I say, you do still have that voucher as well. Hold on one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. So great news, I was able to successfully credit you the full $56.95 back into the account. And your account has been successfully closed. I do have the confirmation number as well.
Yes, I'll have that.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
262.
250.
250.
8665.
665. Okay. And when will this credit be credited?
Yes, ma'am. Now, that does take 3 to 5 days in order to reflect on the account. But like I say, with the confirmation number, it does let you know that we did actually submit it.
And then if I don't receive it, just call this number again, right?
Yes, ma'am. But
I can get the bank to go after you, right?
But I can assure you that with that confirmation number, it has been successful. And like I said, it does take 3 to 5 days to reflect on your account, but it has went through.
Okay. All right, and then if not, then I'm just going to have to call the bank and tell them.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, was there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.